And on the line I have Kevin Halpeny, and he's the Senior Executive Park Superintendent of the Fingal County Council. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Good morning, Noel, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you very much. We talk about Malahide Castle, the redevelopment, everything hunky-dory there.
We're going ahead with the redevelopment works at Malahide Domain and Malahide Park and Castle and the gardens project there. The project comprises three main parts. The upgrade of the historic castle, which dates from the 12th century. The opening up of the Talbot Botanic Gardens, which is one of only three recognised botanic gardens in the country. And the development of new visitor facilities, including the Evoca retail and cafe area and the Gardens Museum. And we'll be opening those later this year on a phased basis. And we'll be partnering with Shannon Heritage in the managing of the new visitor facilities also.
Will there be a lot of emphasis on the history of the castle?
Well, absolutely, Noel. We will be providing a lot of new interpretive material within the castle on the history of the family in particular. It's a very significant history. The family were in residence from the 12th century up until the 1970s on an almost unbroken line, and that's almost unique in this country. So there's a huge history to be told about the family, its ancient history, and more recently then the history relating to the botanic gardens is extremely interesting. And there'll be a specific museum area dedicated to that in a gardens museum at the entrance to the gardens. Up until now, we've had to limit access to the gardens because of accessibility issues, and we're addressing those as part of this project. So we're looking forward to reopening the gardens and making it available to a larger amount of the population with the improvements.
Which would bring a lot more tourism as well.
That's the intention in relation to this. We see the improvements as benefiting not only local people, or in addition to the local people, it'll be a new offering for visitors from far and wide, foreign and local tourists, or foreign and Irish tourists visiting Malahide.
Now, the 12th century, that's a long, long history there.
Sure is.
When did it come into the public domain?
The last Lord Talbot was Lord Milo Talbot, and he was in residence there from the late 40s up until his demise in 1973. And the property was then acquired and put into public ownership in 1975 and opened to the public in 1976.
Really? That's short, Pack? I thought it was longer than that.
And it was acquired mainly as a public park in the first instance. We have 260 acres of parkland, and that's still a major focus for us. All of the amenities in the park, we have a public pitch and putt and par 3 golf course, tennis facilities. We've a dozen sports pitches and a pavilion there, and we're in partnership there as well with Malahide Cricket Club, and the National Cricket Facility is nearing completion as well, and that's another major project on site there at the moment.
Okay, now tell me about the opening of the so-called, as you call it, the Secret Garden.
Well, we've been maintaining the garden since we took it over in the early 1970s. And we have had to restrict access for health and safety reasons. Essentially, it was an individual's garden. It was established mainly by Lord Milo Talbot between the early 50s and his death in 1973. He was a career diplomat in the British Diplomatic Service, and he travelled far and wide throughout the world. And this gave him access to other plant collections and also wild collections of plants. And he has travelled extensively in the Southern Hemisphere, and he established one, if not the best, collection of Southern Hemisphere plants in the British Isles at Malahide. Over 5,000 species were assembled, and he took very detailed records of where he acquired them, and we've been assiduously going through those records and putting them into proper format, and we've been able to document what plants he acquired and what is still there and what needs replacement.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been bringing groups through it ever since we acquired the gardens, but because of the paths and because of the narrowness of access points, etc., you know, as I say, it was established as an individual's garden. We had, of necessity, to limit access. But the capital project that we embarked upon has meant that we were able to improve those areas.
So bigger groups can go
exactly, in. Exactly, yeah, yeah. Noel. That's one of the big significant aspects of this project, and we think it's going to have a very wide appeal. And we've been working with experts in how to interpret that collection for the general public, which is not always an easy thing to do because mm-hmm. it's in some respect it's quite technical.
Well, there was always a lot of car parking space there as well. So what do you mean when you say that you're going to improve the accessibility?
Well, we anticipate actually a bigger demand for car parking and coach tours and that sort of thing. So we've extended the car parking by reinforcing some of the grassed areas so that they'll be usable by cars when we have very busy periods, while not taking away the green amenity, which is the domain. But more importantly, I suppose, the surfaces within the gardens and the access points would have been difficult for mobility-impaired people.
Mm-hmm.
And we've addressed those issues. And that's true also within the castle itself. For instance, we've been able to introduce a lift instead of some of the stair cases to give more people access to the very significant rooms, state rooms within the building. And, you know, we have obviously an important art collection there. And that's been, you know, there's been limited accessibility there in the past. And we've addressed that very in a very major way.
Okay, but it still means it's a friendly family environment.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. And as I say, a large number of people visiting the site will be able to enjoy the amenities of the park. We have a very major playground there, which is very, very popular with the general public. And alongside that, then, we'll have the high-end retail and cafe offering at Avoca. So there's to be a very nice combination of features on site. Obviously, the municipal and free to access elements of the park itself,
mm-hmm.
and then if people want to go in and enjoy the other paid for elements, that's an option for them as well.
And is it going to remain free for access?
The park, certainly.
Okay.
All of the elements that are currently free within the castle grounds, within the park itself, will remain free.
Okay, but when you say the shop there and the retail, that'll be souvenirs, stuff like that.
Souvenirs and, you know, paraphernalia to do with gardening and garden-related items. And if people are familiar with Avoca at their other locations,
mm-hmm.
it would be a similar material, and also the cafe offering would be of a similar high standard to that.
Okay, and do you hope to, when you're talking about people walking around, obviously there'll be a lot of reading stuff, the people, little brochures, people to pick up on the history, but would you have any sort of idea for a guide yet, or is that in?
Oh, yeah, it'll be fully guided, there'll be full guide information. As I say, we're working closely with experts in terms of the interpretive material,
mm-hmm.
and that'll be all have a very high quality and a big improvement on what we've had to date, and signage as well, which we know has been an issue for people, has been addressed in a very major way, and also the access from the village of Malahide and from Malahide train station has been improved to make it easier for people to make the journey into to see the castle and the other features on site.
Yeah, what does that mean? Is there going to be other ways in rather than
well,
just one?
Well, there is a main access route now that we've been able to open up because mm-hmm. of this capital investment.
Oh, that's great.
And that will make it easier for people to walk on site. And the station being so close to the castle is, and the park is a huge mm-hmm. advantage in terms of the tourism potential of the site.
When do you hope to have it all finished? And
well, our target date for opening the castle and gardens is mid-September, and then we'd hope to be opening the Avoca Centre with Avoca on board a few weeks later.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
So it's exciting. Just in time
for the real summer.
Exactly. Well, we hope, we can but hope. At least we'll be fully operational and we'll have, you know, we'll be very well prepared for the forthcoming season because we'll have the off-season to get our systems in place and get everything in preparedness for next year, certainly.
Yeah, well, I know what most people are saying, like, for instance, like, the kids are off school, it'll rain up to the 4th of September, and then the weather, good weather will come, you'll have an Indian summer, so you're perfect.
It's tough lines for people with children. I know that myself, you know, at the moment, I can tell you, finding places to bring them that is reasonably weather independent.
And what sort of, seeing as you're talking about that, maybe the prediction will come true, we'll have a wonderful September and October. What sort of openings will you have?
Oh well, we'll be opening all the usual. We open 7 days a week on site.
Mm-hmm. Late into the evening.
Well, we'd open with the park in the first instance. Be open. The park's open till dusk, and we'll be open on site with the facilities maybe 5 or 6 o'clock. That sort of time.
That's right.
To the condition.
Yeah. So people, if they do have the kids, they can bring them for the afternoon.
Absolutely.
Listen, congratulations and everyone, yourself and everyone in the county council. Indeed.
No, not at all.
It's a great achievement, and I look forward to going out there.
Noel, while I have you there, would it be possible for me just to mention an upcoming event that Fingal is hosting?
Of course,
It's called the Flavours of Fingal Festival, and it's running at Newbridge Domain on the 21st and 22nd of July. That's Newbridge Domain in Donabate.
Okay, that's next weekend.
Yeah, it's not this coming, it's the following weekend, but it's all about farming, food, and family fun. So it's an outdoor event. So we're on our knees every night here praying for good weather. But to tell you, it's a kids go free event.
Is that? It's not the first year of that. Sure, it is really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it is. And as I say, we're focusing on the horticultural excellence and the farming excellence of North County Dublin. We'll be showcasing that with animal shows and lots of things for children.
Okay.
Lots of things for children. So we're looking forward to people coming out to there to see us in Newbridge on the 21st and 22nd. And as I say, it's a kids go free event, so it's very family friendly.
It's a good family day for the weekend. That's the following week. I'll mention that during the show next week as well.
Well, I appreciate that, Noel.
Not at all.
And it's been great talking to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All the best.
Bye-bye. Bye. And that's Kevin Halpeny, and he's the Senior Executive Park Superintendent with Fingal County Council.